I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time to do the hockey. Ed Norris, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm going on memory. You know, sometimes, every now and then, my memory fails me. But did I see the other night where someone lost 9-0 in a hockey game? Did I see that from Tuesday night? Did you see that, Joe? It was a 9-0 game.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me, though.
It doesn't?
In the last 10 years, not really.
I find that to be insane. Not only you shut them out, but you score 9 goals in an NHL game. Not 9 combined goals. One team does.
The Islanders beat the Devils 9-0.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking it up now. Yeah, that's they score 4 goals in the third period. I've never seen anything like that. I don't remember. Maybe it just
you
that
see
just
more
stuck out.
Now. I mean, they've done things to make the offense more prolific, like the way the NFL did. Now they can't as much, but they did. Like
a league,
know, yeah, like
focusing on offense,
allowing a two-line pass and stuff. I know, you know, the two-line pass has made a big difference and stuff like that. But
explain that to me.
It used to be you couldn't pass the two of the blue lines.
Yes,
you couldn't pass two of them.
You had to go past one.
Yeah, and now it's like you can have these extended, long reach passes.
So they open up the fast break.
Yeah, they open it up more.
So let me correct me if I'm wrong. So if you can only go one line, that gives the defense a chance to catch up with you.
What slows you down?
Right. Yeah. If you go two lines, then you get out in front of the defense.
Well, you have so many in a breakaway, just about to hit the blue line in the opponent, the opposition's end. You can just send the puck right there before, if you were, that far behind, you couldn't. Wow. So it opens up the ice a lot. Anyway, I just want to get to the standings quickly. I really want to focus on the Olympics because they're coming up right now. The Lightning are ahead the top of the Atlantic. Canadians second, and the Red Wings are third. They're all the point behind the Lightning, so it's kind of nice to see, to me anyway. Some of the original six teams doing well, like the Canadiens and Red Wings. Maple Leafs are a little disappointing. They're near the bottom of the division. Hurricanes are strengthening the Metropolitan right now. No big surprise. They're a favorite for the Stanley Cup. The Caps have 50 points right now. They're in the middle. They're fourth in the Metropolitan behind the Flyers. We'll talk a little bit about who's going from there. The Avalanche is far and away the best team this year. They were the favorite to win the Stanley. They and the Hurricanes were the predicted favorites to go to the Stanley Cup final this year and face each other. The Avalanche have 69 points. Which is, let's see here. Then the Golden Knights are leading the Pacific with 48. So the Avalanche with 69 is enormous. The Hurricanes are 55 and the Lightning are 55. So, but again, no tremendous surprises here. They're just some really, the teams you expect to be in it, like the Lightning, the Hurricanes, the Avalanche.
Right.
They're at the top of this. But I really want to get to the Olympics because it's kind of exciting. This is the first time that NHL players will compete in the Olympic Games. 12 years. It was 2014. So it's been a long time since they've competed. And if you don't know, the Olympics start, the hockey anyway, February 5th to the 22nd. The NHL's on break from the 6th to the 25th. And it's in Milan this year. So it's going to be in Italy. Just kind of
when did the Winter Olympics overall? So that's when the Winter Olympics overall start in February.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're right around the corner.
Did you agree that the Olympics aren't as big as they used to be?
I don't think the Winter Olympics have been as big as the summer. I could be wrong, but I mean, people seem to prefer the summer games. I like the Winter Games, but I do agree. I think it doesn't have the the drama it used to. I think part of it is the fact that Russia is banned, honestly, because it was nice to have an enemy.
I think pride in your country is gone a little bit too. I'll give you an example. Yeah. This is the 250th anniversary of our country. Yeah. I remember the bicentennial, how big it was. Nobody's talking about 250.
No.
So I think a lot of that is the reason as well.
Yeah. So, but I agree with that. I don't exist as much. But I do like it. I like the Olympics. I like seeing the best people in the world. Because you know how it used to be, you know, when it was amateurism for every country. You know, the United States, we had people that paid attention, I think. You had professional boxers in Cuba competing, professional everything in Russia competing. Right. But now Russia and Belarus are still banned from the Olympics because of the invasion of Ukraine. So they're not going to be represented, which sucks because some prominent – think about the guys who would, you know, the Russian players that you know in the NHL. Obviously, we have the best one right. You know, Alexander Ovechkin here. He can't go. Kirill Kaprizov from the Wild can't go. Nikita Kucherov from Tampa can't go. Malkin, from Pittsburgh – and Vasilevsky from Tampa again, the goalie, Andrei Vasilevsky.
Nikita Kolov plays hockey?
Who?
You said Nikita?
Kucherov.
Oh, all right.
Him too.
Nikita Kolov.
Anyway, if you're interested, two caps made it to Team Canada. So you got Logan Thompson and Tom Wilson going, which I think is – this is like why I think it's very cool because – I look at Tom Wilson, and I don't think people appreciate how good he is because he's known, you know, because of his, you know, suspensions, his antics, his fighting. There's how good he is as a player. I think he is leading the caps in points. I know that. And he's a big, strong guy, and he's a great fighter. So, and part of the reason I think he was selected is because if Canada faces the U.S., I think Wilson is on the roster, not just because, but he's, I just said he's good, so let's not change that. He's a very good player. He actually scores. He's really good. But you need a guy like him because if they face the U.S. in the final or something, you want to have somebody to counteract the Tkachuk brothers, you know, Brady from Ottawa and Matt from Florida, because they're the same kind of player. And if you don't have a guy like Wilson, you're going to get pushed around.
Remember the last time U.S. faced Canada? When they were fighting?
Yeah.
And they never...
Yeah. That was at the puck drop.
Yeah, they didn't even play hockey first.
Yeah, that was a hockey broke out. Yeah. But it's kind of crazy. So, yeah. So, and there's no NHL All-Star game this year because of the Olympics. They're just going to focus on international play, and they are on a break. They're on a long break.
They're on a break.
They're on a long break, man. Kind of cool because I'm excited about this. But the problem is, like last year, you know, when the international play, both Tkachuk brothers got hurt. So how do you feel about this where you've got NHL players competing in the Olympics? Because these are the best. Keep in mind, these are like the best players in hockey you're going to be competing. If any of them get hurt, their teams are really hurt. Like if, you know, Wilson got hurt, or Thompson actually, if you can't be a goalie.
That's the risk.
It's a big risk.
The NBA players play.
Yeah.
You know, that's the risk.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, if you want to win that gold medal, we can't guarantee anything. So I'm glad that they decide to take that risk, but I'm also glad that the league, especially the NHL, because the NHL is bringing up its season, is cooperating and encouraging them to take that risk. I think that's not lost in it to me that the NHL is cooperating with the Olympics and saying we're going on a long break and let these guys participate for their countries. Yeah. I love that.
I think it's great because they opposed it for a while. Bettman didn't want it, and so that's what happened. I mean, they weren't there. So I think it's really cool that they've actually allowed it to happen again, and they're embracing it and having international play and. Things like this. And I just read what ESPN said about Wilson. His suspension's history and occasional on-ice antics have obscured how much skill he brings to the Capitals. Start of the season, 19 goals, 18 assists in 38 games to lead him in points. And the obvious benefit is having Wilson on the roster, deploy him as an anti-Kachuk's countermeasure if Canada plays the U.S. again. No doubt in my mind. That's what, because he'd be a great antidote for that, those two. So if they do face each other. But it's kind of exciting to me. I don't know if you follow the Olympic hockey, but I do love it.
I do follow Olympic hockey more than I do regular NHL.
Yeah.
It's because I'm an Olympic guy.
I am too. I really am. I like to watch. I like all of it. Like, not just, I mean, hockey is what I focus on, but I do get a kick out of the other things, like bobsled, skeleton. Mm-hmm.
Stuff that I've never watched before.
Yeah, something I've never done before. I mean, I've been, on a bobsled at a resort or something, but not like these guys. I just think it's fascinating. And, all this high-speed stuff on the ice, I think it's kind of really a fun thing. I just don't know if people are as interested as you said, because I see them advertising on television that it's coming up.
But it's just not a thing like it used to be.
It doesn't seem like it is. And maybe you're right. Maybe there's less of a sense of nationalism.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know. And I do think that not having Russia in because of the ban is a big thing. Because it was always U.S. and Russia. Mm-hmm. Always. In everything. From, Olympic weightlifting to, hockey to whatever. Anything. Boxing. You just always, if you beat the Russians, you could not medal as long as you beat Russia. Yeah, it was one of those things. So.
It's like Alabama, Auburn. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What day is it, Ed?
Friday Eve, babe.
That's right. We get one day closer to the weekend. Shovels at 745, but on the other side, some fans, Raven fans, a question, Harbaugh's success during the Lamar era. Is it unfair to say the team won in spite of him? I answered this question last night on Twitter, and it led to a conversation that I had with a contributor to our show, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's funny Joe had this question for the show today because I was asked this question yesterday, Ed Norris, and that is Harbaugh. It says, have the Ravens won because of Harbaugh or in spite of him and his staff in the Lamar era? I think back to the Cincy game years back when Lamar yelled and wanted to go for it on fourth and go. Your thoughts? And my response to that, I don't understand how you could say that. I'm going to give you my direct response to that.
I don't either.
I don't think you can say you won for 8 years in spite of someone. Could they have done better? Yes. You could argue that. You can't totally dismiss his influence, meaning Harbaugh. Harbs allowed – this is the one part people don't understand. Mm-hmm. Harbs allowed Lamar to be Lamar. A lot of coaches wouldn't have had the balls to do that. Some of them would have created your next slash. You remember Cordell Stewart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your next gimmick quarterback. Mm-hmm. Let's put him out wide sometimes, yeah, too. Let's give him an end around. No. Lamar Harbaugh said – you're a quarterback. We're going to take your natural talent, your God-given abilities, and let you do what you do while we develop a system for a quarterback. They let the man to be an NFL quarterback who possessed skills that no one else did. A lot of coaches aren't going to do that, Ed.
That's true, number one. It's also when people say things like this, and I've heard it a lot. That's why the question's in here. Oh, it's not him. It's like, so it's never his. It's never, he gets no credit.
Only the blame.
He won a Super Bowl before Lamar got here. Oh, wait, they had Ray Lewis.
Only the blame.
They had two Hall of Famers. They won in spite because they had those guys. That's why they won, not him. Well, you know what? Look at any team and any coach in the league who's been successful. I mean, the obvious one is Belichick. You have Tom Brady your entire career. Everybody, you switch pieces. He had every different possible receiver you could have. Different slot receivers, different wideouts, different this, different that. And they're incredibly successful with Brady. Obviously, you go to Kansas City. You think they'd be where they are without Mahomes? Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Of course not. So it's like these things are so ridiculous. We get these. They win in spite. Yeah, you know what? They're winning in spite of Andy Reid, too.
Bill Walsh was considered a genius. Not before Joe Montana. Then he won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So he didn't win one of the Super Bowl with Steve DeBerg. He wasn't. And by the way, Kim McCusick agreed with me on Twitter, and it turned into a phone call, and it turned into him talking to me on his podcast on Friday. But I hate it because everybody. I'm not a John Harbaugh fan. I'm not. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm a coach, and I understand what a coach's influence is, and I do also understand there are many coaches, more coaches, who would not allow Lamar to just be Lamar. And turn him into some kind of little gibbet, some kind of circus, some kind of clown show. And they never did that to him.
No.
I think Greg Roman wanted to. That's why you would come out of you would get the play and get out of the huddle with less than 10 seconds on the play clock. You didn't want him to create. You didn't want him to do anything.
No. That was obvious, too.
It was.
He'd get up to the line. I mean, there'd be almost nothing left on the clock. So there's no way you can, all of a sudden change the play. You're running what was called, and that's that. And it was pretty, and it always looked rushed and stuff. It was not good.
Yeah,
it really wasn't good. So I'm glad those days are over.
So no, I don't. You didn't win in spite of John Harbaugh. There were some games you won because of his influence. There were some games you probably lost because of his influence. Some games, it was something else. But you're not going to tell me that all the wins, everything that happened positively with the Baltimore Ravens and the Lamar Jackson era. None of it had anything to do with John Harbaugh. I'm not standing behind.
I just feel like that sounds silly when you do that.
It does.
You sound like really, I say uninformed or just.
Yes. Yes, it's okay to say that.
Come on.
It's okay to say that. Like, uninformed.
You really believe that in your heart of hearts? Like, and again, it's only him. The only point to, look around the league. Look at all the good coaches they've had. The guys who consistently win, Tomlin, I mean, Reed, all these guys, Belichick, obviously. They all led their teams. The only one that.
But Harbaugh didn't.
Harbaugh's the only guy that did.
Because he's a special teams coach. He couldn't call plays. He couldn't do.
It just sounds dumb. It just does.
I would like the Harbaugh to do a lot more, but you're not going to tell me that he did nothing to contribute to the success.
Right. There's things that I don't like.
Yeah.
People know how I feel about it. It's just things I don't like. I don't like the fact that we abandoned the run way too often over the last couple of years, especially now with Henry. It's glaring. But you have a great running game. You've got teams on their heels. You're behind by eight. So we got to start passing. It's one score.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, stop. And it's just, this is the stuff that drove me crazy. And those are the things I think hurt him with, the, you know, the critics can point to the fact that the coordinators were, you know, kind of doing what they wanted. He'd say, hey, you're going to run the ball, right?
Yep.
That didn't happen, so I think that hurt him.
You got headphones and a microphone. Say something. Darian in West Baltimore. What's up, Darian?
How you guys doing today? I just don't understand the obsession with John Harbaugh, man. I really don't. Because he was brought in the same rookie year with Joe Flacco. I would give more credit to Ozzie Newsome than anything. I would give more credit to Ozzie Newsome than I would John
Harbaugh.
Who
has an obsession with John Harbaugh?
Just the media. The media, the way they try to portray him like he was such a Tom Landry or something like that. I'm not seeing that from him. I'm sorry. Ozzie Newsome deserves a lot more credit than John Harbaugh.
So Ozzie Newsome hasn't been a GM in years.
I understand that. But listen, when he came in the league, he drafted Joe Flacco, right?
Yeah.
Did he? And then also John Harbaugh inherited a great defense, and that's all Ravens was missing for years. Since Steve McNair, we was missing a quarterback, and we went and drafted one. And then Ozzie Newsome also went and got a dynamic wide receiver.
So John Harbaugh in 18 years had no influence?
I'm not saying that at all. I didn't
Well, that's yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I'm not saying somebody deserves more credit than the other. I'm just saying the question was that they went in spite of him. And the answer is no, they did not. You're sitting here trying to say, well, you give this guy more credit and that guy more credit. To be honest with you, Darren, you sound like a hater. You do.
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you do, because we didn't ask that. We asked, did they win in spite of him? And your response is telling us who deserves more credit than the other guy. That wasn't the question. The question was, did they win in spite of him?
That was the question.
So when you start saying, well, I give this guy more credit and that guy more credit, you sound like a certifiable hater. You do. I'm sorry. I'm not sitting here saying he deserves more credit than anybody else. I'm saying they did not win in spite of him. Stop changing the question. Stop changing the question.
Yes.
To fit your narrative. That's the definition of hate right there, man. Let's go to Ron in Eastern Shore. And please don't say that I'm obsessed with John Harbaugh. That's an insult. So what's up, Ron?
Hey, guys. I want to say that I'm happy for John Harbaugh, actually, because I know the man is a good man and he wants to win a championship. You guys may know that I called before. I was accused of being from Northern Harford County because I'm anti Lamar. And I think whoever comes in here to coach is going to have a hard time winning a championship with Lamar Jackson. I don't think he'll ever win one. I mentioned that before. Rob, you defended me and said I'm entitled to my opinion. I appreciated that. But listen, you know, Lamar, I mean, he obviously is a generational type talent. He can do a lot of things that other people can't do. But we do have our right to give an opinion that he just won't win a championship. So I think John Harbaugh will win another championship somewhere else.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ron. Appreciate the call, man. I did defend him. I disagree with him, but I defend him. Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
All right. Hey, nah, man. You can't say that they won in spite of Harbaugh. I mean, I have my issue with Harbaugh, but that I definitely can't say that.
Right.
But the only problem I have with Harbaugh, Ed,
yeah.
You were, when you were the commissioner,
mm-hmm.
you were in charge of a lot of people.
Yeah, 5,000. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So when you had something, you ever had an incident when one of your people that didn't do what you kind of wanted them to do, and you had to step in and tell them, hey, we got to do it this way?
Many times, yeah.
That's the problem I have with Harbaugh. He never did that. He let his offensive coordinator and defense coordinator let them do instead of stepping in and say, hey, no, we're doing this. And I think really that's what got him fired. I think that Derek Henry thing really was just too much for the owner eventually to say that.
I'm with you, Daryl. I think it was too much standing around letting other people – I think he gave too much – autonomy to other people. I guess that's the word. I think, you know, there's times that he should have jumped in and taken mm-hmm. over, and I don't think he did that enough. And I think it probably
I think that's what hurt him the most.
It ultimately cost him his job. Mm-hmm. The buck stops with you. 410-583-1057, Shovels at 745, but on the other side, former Miami Dolphins quarterback and now broadcaster Ryan Fitzpatrick recently said Brian Flores became a dictator towards the end of his tenure. Remember, Fitzpatrick was on that team. That's not the kind of guy you want for the Baltimore Ravens, is it? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:33 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 7:45, but right now,
Former Dolphins quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick had this to say on the Fitz and Wit podcast.
Halfway through that year, we hadn't won a game yet, and there was a shift in the way that he was approaching his job. He was likable. He was relatable. He demanded a lot out of the players, but he was also able to get the best version of his players, and I really appreciated him for that. But as his tenure went on in Miami, he kind of became unrecognizable. A lot of the staff he brought over from New England, that was where, you know, he cut his teeth in the NFL, was there for 15 plus years as an assistant. But I think he's going to have a really hard time. If you're interviewing him as a head coach, I think in the interviews, he'll be likable. He'll be relatable. But when people say, okay, give me somebody from Miami that coached under you as a reference so we can talk to them. I think he burned a lot of bridges there. I think he alienated himself from the entire staff. Instead of what you were just talking about, having the humility to ask questions, to collaborate, I think by the end of his time there, he became a dictator. He ruined a lot of those relationships.
Can I say something, Ed? Because mm-hmm. I've been there before with Brian Flores. From everything we heard, he started getting pressure from upstairs on doing certain things, from playing Tua to losing games. That's what we heard, right? And I've been there before. What you do is instead of bringing people, your assistants and everything close to you, you become resistant of everything because you're trying to prove that you're in charge. And you get that dictator-like mode. I told people before here, years ago, I lost my locker room. And it was that reason, because you start getting pressure from outside mm-hmm. and you start listening to those other voices. And to prove that you're the man and you're in charge, you become that dictator and you kind of lose who you are. I wonder if that's what happened with Brian Flores, or maybe he was just pretending to be that guy who was open to players. And then when he found out he was the guy, he could become his true self. I don't think so, though. I don't know.
I mean, it's just what is odd, though, when you look at him, is that what was he there? 19 to 21.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2020, they were 10-6. 10-6, they're second in the division. They missed the playoffs, so with that record, which is, you know, happens. Next season, 21, 9-8. It's the winning season, but still around 500. It just, my point is, I guess, if they're going to get rid of a guy after such a short time, there must be something there where, like what Fitzpatrick said. And Fitzpatrick's not like him. He never comes off as a jerk, and I think he came out very measured and just, and wasn't even like it. That what I liked about what he said, it wasn't an ad hominem attack. He didn't sound like he hated Flores. He didn't go after him personally. He just told a story about how likable he was, and then as things, I guess as the pressure mounted, he morphed mm-hmm. into something else.
Yes.
And, you know, and guys didn't want to play for him or coach for him, and that's what it sounds like. So I don't know what to believe. And then, of course, we all know what happened after that, is he really went to, you know, went off the rails a bit, and, you know, made all kinds of, you know, comments about the owner, Ross, and the lawsuit, allegations of racism in the NFL and things like that. I don't know Flores at all. I mean, and I'm prone, you know, I've always done this with him because that's how I am, and you know it, and you make fun of me. He's a Brooklyn guy. He's a Mets fan. He's from Brooklyn with the Poly Prep. I know his high school. I mean, I know, I like him. He grew up in Brownsville, but...
For the record, I'm not advocating for Brian Flores.
I didn't think you were.
For the record, I want one of the coordinators who hasn't done it before. I'm just being honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give me a coordinator who has some experience who hasn't done it before. Yeah. And that sounds strange. I know it does.
Not really, but go ahead.
Because I want someone that comes in and creates their blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you come in to create your blueprint, you know who you need? You need the players.
Yeah,
you tend to have a different bond with the players
mm-hmm.
when you're jumping on board. Look at the Miko Ryans and that team, that Texans team.
Yeah,
they rallied around him
mm-hmm.
because he's rowing in the same direction with them. Hey, look, I'm at the front of the boat, but I need you to row with me. And you could tell that's his mindset. When you bring in new, fresh coaches, they come in with fresh ideas, and they're establishing themselves and their careers with the players. That's why I want someone who's never done it before with some coaching experience, though.
Right. The only thing I would say, and I also think it helps that Ryan's played for the Texans. He's got a whole, you know, he's done it there.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's a Texan, you know, through and through. But I don't think it's that unusual, because if you're picking up somebody who was a head coach who's now a coordinator, that means they weren't a very successful head coach.
That's that too.
That's just, you know, because of the guys like, you know, like Harbaugh now. He's not going to be a special teams coach somewhere or a coordinator. No. He's going to be a head coach. So
Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin, you know, guys like that. Like, you think Bill Belichick's coming back as a D coordinator or something? No. But a lot of guys are. Like, we could talk about Miami. I think that coach is his future. McDaniel is going to be
coordinator.
Very good at what he did as an offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He doesn't appear to be a very good head coach.
I'll give you an example of a guy I think who has a career losing record, if not real close to it. No one's thought about Kevin Stefanski being a coordinator.
No.
He's lost in Cleveland.
That's true.
I think he won Coach of the Year twice to his defense. Yeah. But at the same time, he struggled recently.
Yeah.
But no one's saying Kevin Stefanski is coming back as a coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
He is rumored to be somebody's. With seven openings, I would almost bet you that Kevin Stefanski is going to fill one of those openings.
Oh, I know. It's on my mind. Seriously.
So,
yeah, seriously, winning Coach of the Year twice is a big deal.
That's the greatest example. Just because, you know, well, that's because he had a losing record. Yeah, but what was your resume? Kevin Stefanski impressed enough people around the league to say, you know what? Screw what his record was in Cleveland. That guy's a head coach. So if it takes you years to jump back as the head coach, then it wasn't just your record. It was other things that went along with it, in my belief.
Mm-hmm.
Rosedale, Antonio, what's up, man?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday, Ed.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe. who would be the next best Ravens head coach for Lamar Jackson? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Have a wonderful day too, Antonio. I don't have a name for you because I think there are a couple of guys out there. If you make me give you a name, I would say Kubiak. But I want an offensive guy who is somewhat innovative and can create some things and has some imagination on offense. That's what I want. I would give you Kubiak if you want me to give you a name, but overall, I just want to see it happen. We'll talk.
Go ahead.
No.
What happened to Brian Daboll? I know he's coaching in Canada. He's actually Canadian. He was born in Canada, but he played in my college, upstate New York. But I mean, not heard much about him. He's expected to return as a coordinator.
Okay, you're talking about as a coordinator.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. What about him?
But I haven't heard his name.
Good.
He was a coach there too.
Well,
he's been connected to the Commanders.
Yes.
Yeah.
As the office coordinator?
Yeah.
All right. Let them have him. You want to be in a DMV, let him go down there. I don't want him.
No. I'm just mentioning. I'm just curious. He's a guy that was a coach, won Coach of the Year. I'm not sure he got treated the right way in New York either. I think they stuffed players down his throat he didn't want, but whatever.
We'll talk some Orioles baseball at 8:30 with Steve Molesky. Don't go anywhere, but on the other side, we got shovels, Ed Norris.
Yes, we do. I'm giving this was a good one this morning, just now. Just a simple thing that almost caused an accident as I was coming back from getting my coffee. And I just wish people would pay attention. I'll tell you what happened.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS, 1057 The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shovels next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057, the fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Self-absorbed drivers. You know, you really have to pay attention to the pavement markings and traffic lights. And it sounds, you know, like I'm pandering, being just really, I don't know, patronizing. You really do, because they're there for a reason. I'm coming back from Starbucks this morning. And, I'm on the, whatever it is there, Green Summit, Old Pimlico. I'm trying to turn onto there. And there's... It's a very narrow lane because they're doing construction there.
Right.
So they have the pavement marking for the stop pretty far back so people can turn because you can't go – there's no room to go wide if there's a car there. You're going to hit them. And sure enough, there's a guy poking into the intersection, like halfway out past the curb line, way past that marker. Now, I'm going to try to make a left turn in front of him, and there's traffic coming the other way. I'm like, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to hit the curb, but I'm getting out of the way of these other cars coming at me. I end up doing it and just making it by a hair, but it's like every day you could talk about this. Like, why are people just so selfish that they just don't think about anybody else?
Yeah.
It's like...
That's the way of the world.
Yeah, like, man, like just letting somebody in now is like, you think you committed a felony the way they come after you. You just want to change lanes. They speed up to prevent it, hit the horn, give you dirty... Like, what are you, crazy? We're all just trying to get somewhere. Like,
I got to get there first.
I don't quite get it, man. I really don't.
I got to get there first. My shovel goes to the Trey Young critics. What do you care? I listened all morning this morning coming to work on how Trey Young, what is wrong with him? How does he want to go to D.C.? Why does he not want to go to a winner? You ever heard of a guy maybe wanting to go to a team to build a winner?
Yeah.
Maybe there's that. I don't understand the criticism of him wanting to go to D.C. and do his own thing. Or maybe he just wants to go to D.C. because he wants to score a lot. Maybe he does. Maybe he wants to redefine himself. But I don't get how, if Trey Young said, I wanted to join the Knicks because I want to win. Well, the Knicks have already proven to be a winner, so what difference do you make? Maybe a guy wants to go someplace where he makes a difference. But the criticism, the unnecessary criticism, I don't get. How dare you not want to join a team that's already proven to win?
Yeah.
So you can jump on board. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City, who has a shovel. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas.
Morning, sir.
My shovel goes to the Ravens fans that are they have too much weight on their chest because folks are still trying to justify firing a coach that was already fired. That's ridiculous.
Hey, Kevin, thanks a lot. Go ahead.
Because he's living in their heads rent-free, and he's getting paid the most. Thanks. Have a great day, fellas.
There you go. Let's go to Mike, who has a shovel. What's up, Mike? Mike,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, Mike.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes, that's why we answered. Hello.
Oh, okay. It's my phone. My shovel goes to the state of Maryland, Department of Motor Vehicles.
Why is that?
Man, you know, y'all know the saga I had with this darn electric car that I've been, that I have, the worst purchase of my life. But do you know that when I went to renew, this is my first year having it, do you know that when I went to renew my tags, it cost me $316 for 1 year?
1 year?
Yes, and I went to the local DMV at Rogers Avenue, well, you know, that area in Baltimore, mm-hmm. and they couldn't tell me why it's costing me $316 for 1 year. So then I go to Glen Burnie, and I said, why do I got to pay? They said, because you have an electric vehicle. Come on, get out of here.
Are you charging it, Mike? Are you charging it right now?
No, I got a cold right now. That's why I got a cold right now from charging it. But yeah, man, $316 for 1 year.
Get a man vehicle. You know, get some gas, man.
Hey, I'm going to get rid of it, man, as soon as I can. But it's hard to.
All right, don't cuss, Mike. Thanks a lot, bro.
I'm not.
Electric vehicle. You know when I'm going to get me an electric vehicle? When they stop making gas vehicles.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I'm I could imagine. You know who I can imagine driving around an electric vehicle?
Who?
Joe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Joe.
He's concerned about the environment.
He's driving that fascist car.
He just looked at me about me.
I would rather shoot myself in the sun than do anything with Elon Musk.
Oh my God. 410-583-1057. Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob. Hey, real fast. Look, let me say this, right? So Kevin called them, right? And he said he made a statement. I ain't asking none of y'all questions. I just want to make a statement mm-hmm. or two. Mm-hmm. He said, why people are in their feelings about a coach that should have been, he probably meant that should have been already fired, which I agree. Can we please stop this with Harbaugh, man? Like, he the best thing since sliced bread, because he's not. He might be a good person. He might be a good speaker. He might even be a good religion, all of that. I ain't knocking that. He is not a good coach. And the reason why I say is because women lie, men lie, numbers don't, right? In the first 7 seasons, Harbaugh was here, they won 10 playoff games. Would y'all say that in the last 7 seasons, they might have more talent with Lamar being surrounded with the Ravens? We won 3 playoff games, man. Why are we trying to move the goalposts because the man been here 18 years? He had longevity. That is true. But what I'm saying is this, right? If you can't get the job done and you have not got the job done, how many times we called in on a Monday and we said, when the games was being planned, not since they released them. It's like since they released them, we all want to picture Harbaugh up there like he a Bill Chuck or something. He is not. Please stop it. I'm saying at the end of the day, he has not gotten the job done. He's been here 18 years, and if it wasn't for Lamar starting when the Flacco got hurt, he probably would have been out the door.
Can we stop you a second? Do you know his record is 180-113? He's 13-11 in the postseason. And most of that came without Lamar, because Lamar's postseason record is 3-5. So what are you talking about exactly?
Just we want to shoot, but one. I mean, he lost. I mean, he won. We have not sniffed the playoffs since 2012. I mean, the Super Bowl.
He went to the AFC Championship last year.
Lost. I guess a team he cannot.
You said we didn't come close. That's as close as you can get.
You can't get past them. So how are you great? How are you good? You're not good. Stop it.
So who's good? Just Andy Reid? Because he's the only good coach?
Yeah, he cannot beat Andy Reid, so how's he good? Oh, how's he great? He's not.
Shiloh, you started this conversation by saying he couldn't get anywhere, so he should be fired. Isn't that what they did? So what are you... Wait. That's what they did. So what are you yelling about? He couldn't get there. No. You were the one making a big deal. Because if you all think, Shiloh, that we're not supposed to talk about a coach that was here for 18 years, you all are delusional. He wasn't here for 18 months. We're supposed to just ignore. The rest of the country is talking about this, but we are supposed to ignore it because you and a couple of other people don't like him and say he's not. You know why he has longevity? Because he was successful. Failures don't get longevity. Only successful men and women have the privilege of longevity. So stop. I'm not a John Harbaugh fan. You all making me sick having to defend him.
But you're saying stupid things.
Which also, we're not saying, you know, people, we're not saying he's the greatest coach in the history of the league.
No one said that.
But we are trying to present the facts. First of all, he is going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, his body of work warrants it. So I don't really know what people are talking about. Yeah, you know, he's a good coach. He's been fired.
Steve Molesky joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, who do you see the best quarterback in this year's playoff field for the NFL? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.